Today's shiur is Masechta Erev in Daf Tezvav, and we begin at the beginning of Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Itmar, Lechi Amud Eilav. They learned in the yeshiva, what is the halacha when you have a lechi that's there from itself? It wasn't put up as for the purpose of being a lechi. It was not, even if it was established there by a person, but it wasn't put up there for that purpose. What is going to be the halacha regarding that halacha? So the way Rashi learns, as the Beis Yosef explains him, is that somebody planted that lechi, somebody put the lechi there, but not for the purpose of being a lechi. Rabbeinu Chananel says that the way to understand the Gemara is that it was put up there, it was a tree grew on that spot, and since a tree grew at that spot, now I have a lechi without any human intervention. Abaya mahav lechi. Abaya says it's considered a lechi. So says the Ritva. That's only if the lechi is less than dalar amos. But if you have such a large piece that was not put up by a person, what's a lechi oimid me'elov, so the Ritva says even Abaya will agree it's not a lechi. Rava mahav lechi. Rava says that it's not considered a valid lechi. Says the Gemara, Heichad lo samchina la me'esma, in a situation where this lechi was not relied on from before Shabbos, kulam lo pligi, everybody will agree to lo have a lechi, that it's not considered a valid lechi. When is the machlokes? Heichad samchina la me'esma, that even though it wasn't deliberately put there, but the people were relying on their that lechi from before Shabbos. Abaya mahav lechi. The fact was that it was relied on from before Shabbos is enough to establish it to be a kosher lechi. Rava maloy hav lechi. Rava, on the other hand, holds that it's not a valid lechi. Kiven the mikar lava date the hochi avidi. It wasn't built for that purpose. So loy hav lechi. It's not considered valid lechi. So the Ran, as he explains Rashi, speaks about a case where there was a lechi that you were relying on, and now there was this lechi as well. And by relying on one and not the other one, what you're essentially saying is, I don't want that other one to be a lechi. But if this was the only lechi that was there from before Shabbos, even though you did not intend to rely on it, but the fact that it's the only standing lechi there is enough to make it be considered as if you were relying on it, and it's going to be a valid lechi according to Abaya. There are others that disagree, that say that Abaya, even if this is the only standing lechi there, at least requires that you should rely on it. And halacha, as the Ramah, Paskins, and Simon Shin Samach Gimel Yud Aleph, that even if you didn't expressly rely on the lechi from before Shabbos, as long as there is no other lechi in that spot, that's enough for it to be considered a lechi. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you expressly said that I'm not going to rely on this lechi, even though that's the only lechi that's there, then Rashi agrees, Rashi says the Mishnah Berurah, Abaye will agree that if you deliberately had a mind not to rely on that lechi, that it's not considered a valid lechi. Kasakadatach, so says the Gemara, that the Havamina Tara understand this machlaikus, is kihechi de pligi belechi, the same machlaikus that we have between Abaye and Rava regarding a lechi, that a lechi oimim me'elov, they will have the same machlaikus. The mechitza that's standing by itself, when is it going to be considered a valid mechitza or not? Says the Gemara, Tashma. But I will bring a raya that is perhaps not accurate, because the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Sukkos, Haisa sukkosai bein ilonis, if somebody makes a sukkah between the trees, the halacha is that it's kosher, that it's considered a valid sukkah. So, ostensibly, the trees were not brought there to be walls of a sukkah. Yet, we see that it's considered a valid sukkah. Isn't that an indication that even when it's oimed me'aleho, it's considered a valid sukkah, a valid mechitza? How will Rava understand that Gemara, that Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Skinen. The way to understand that Mishnah is shenata metchila lekach. They were planted with that purpose, and since they were planted with that purpose, so then it's not a lechi haim me'elav. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the way we're explaining that it was planted with that express purpose, pshita, then it's pashut that it will be a valid lechi, a valid wall. What's the chiddush of that Mishnah? Madatema, answers the Gemara, ligzor, maybe we should say that it's not a valid sukkah, because we should be concerned, dima osulish damushi bi'ilah. We know, we discussed previously, that on Shabbos, one may not be use a tree. So since Chazal were concerned that you're not allowed to use a tree, maybe even if the tree was planted for that purpose, that it should be there for a, it should be there for the purpose of a wall of a sukkah, it should still be asur, kamash malon, that if it was made to be a sukkah, it's fine. Tashma. So the Gemara brings another raya. We've discussed in our shiurim, we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem, the Halacha Pasi Baraz. The Halacha Pasi Baraz teaches us that as people were traveling Oyla Regal to Yerushalayim, they would stop on the way as they were going to Yerushalayim, and they would encamp. And there was a pit of water which had all dimensions and therefore was a Rishus HaYochid. And they needed to carry from that pit, which is a Rishus HaYochid, to the area outside of it was a Rishus HaRabim. Of course, one may not carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal gave us a kula. The kula that Chazal said is that if there is four L-shaped corners around that area and makes it into Rishus HaYochid. Says the Braisa in explaining that din. Toshma, Hoyosham, if there was in that area, Elon, a tree, or gedder, or fence, or chitzis akanim, or different pieces of wood put together, nidim shum deyomid, they could be considered these L-shaped corners that will make that you could carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So again, it seems that these were trees or different things that grew by themselves, and yet they're considered valid mechitza. Answers the Gemara, the same terror. Talking my skin on, it's not that they were just there. You deliberately planted it for that purpose. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, of course, that should be included in the halacha of Pasi Baraz. Answers the Gemara, kamashmon, chitzis konim, that we could apply the din of kanim, kana kanapachs mishalish tfachim. If there's less than three tfachim between each stick, they're considered connected because of the halacha of lovod, kriboy mine abaya birava, as indeed Abaya asked Rava, in a situation where you have these pieces of wood sticking up, and there's less than three pieces, three tfachim between the pieces, is it considered a valid mechitza, and the halacha is that it's considered valid. Toshma, so Mara wants to bring a raya from Mishnah we're going to learn later in our Masechta. The Mishnah discusses, and Daf Tzadik Tesla Mabez, Mitzvah Shem, the Mishnah discusses Ilan HaMesach Al Aretz. If you have a tree which is over the ground, and therefore it's bent over the ground, and the question is the area under the tree considered a Rishus HaYochid that you could carry under that area, or is it not considered such an area? Of course, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis teaches us that for it to be considered a valid sukkah, it has to be a situation that the leaves are sturdy and they're not blowing in the wind, because any time, explains the Gemara, when you have a mechitza that's not sturdy, that gets blown around in the wind, that's not considered a valid mechitza. And in fact, I saw from Rav Avadia Yosef Zatzal, the Shaal Satshuvas Yichav Das, Chel Gimel, Simen Memvov, he discusses the halacha of making a sukkah, and Many times you have these sukkahs that are made out of canvas sukkahs that are made out of material. If they're not tied down in a way that the mechitza blows back and forth, as we just said, it's not a valid mechitza. So it teaches us the Gemara, Tashma, the Mishnah later in the Masechta teaches us, Ilan HaMesach HaLaaretz, if you have these tree bending over the earth, Im Ein Noifa Gevoyim and Aretz Shlosh Tfachim, if there's less than three Tfachim between the bottom of the branches and the ground, so we're able to apply the concept of Lovud, the Loch is Metaltal and Tachtov, we could carry under that Mechitza. But the Gemara is assuming we're speaking about a tree. And the tree wasn't planted to be a mechitza. Yet, even though the tree wasn't planted to be a mechitza, it's still considered a valid mechitza. And says the Gemara, Hachinami b'mayiskin shenot matchil l'kach, the tree was planted to serve as a mechitza. Ask the Gemara, if it was planted to be a mechitza, and it has all of the dinim of a mechitza, so why l'talt b'kula? We should be able to carry in the entire area under that mechitza. Aloma Amar Rav Huna B'Rei de Rishua, a metaltum oy, we may not carry under that mechitza, ela beis asayim bilvad, only if the area is less than a beis asayim. But if the area under the tree is larger than a beis asayim, then we only could carry four amas. Why? If it was made to be mechitza, so they're meant to be a dwelling, the halacha is an area that was meant to be a dwelling, even if it's bigger than a base of Sayim, then you're allowed to carry in that area, because there's a full-fledged din of Rishus HaYachid. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Davatir Shatashmishtel Aver. It's not really meant to be a place for dwelling. The purpose is of making this mechitza is only for the people who used to work in the field, and since they used to work in the field, they need to have a place to sit in the shade. That's not called a place that's made ledira. The kol shedira shetashmisha le'avir, if it's only meant not to be a full-fledged place of dwelling, ein matatan elam beis asayim, then the halacha is we're limited to carry only to beis asayim. It's not considered a makom dira. And since it's not made for makom dira, that's why we have to treat it differently. Toshma. So the Gemara brings another raya. The Gemara, we're going to learn later in the Masechta that when it comes to halachas of Erev Tchumim, you have to be kind of shvisi. You have to establish that this is the place where I'm going to be dwelling the Shabbos. So he says, Shavas Patel, you were in a nick or whatever on Shabbos, Shugvaya Asara, if that place is 10 Tfachim, and V'arba al-arba, and 4x4 Amis, Vabes Asayim became Beneka, or in a place between the stones, Shomaka Sora, Vahu Abram Abbas Abes Asayim, or become a Ketsura, or there's a place where you cut grain, Vishiboilus Makifus Asayim, and there's stalks that surround that area. So the halacha is that entire area is the place where you are kind of Shvisa, and then you could walk that entire area, and also past that area, Mahalchas Kula, the Chutzaloi, and then outside of the area, another 2,000 Amma. So what do we see from here? That as long as the place is encompassed by a mechitza of 10 Ammas, even though the mechitzas that were made meant by themselves, it's still considered a valid mechitza. The Chitema, so you'll want to give the same teretz, suggests the Gemara, as we have given a number of times in our shir. Hachanami, she'asa metchila l'kach, that you made it, that it was meant for that at the beginning. Says the Marbisha Makam L'chai, so I could understand the case where you cut grain. You cut the grain, and you put the stalks, the bundles, deliberately in this fashion, that it should be a mechitza around the area you want to be. Ask the Gemara, but tell the Necker, which are natural, that are not man-made. Mayik L'meimer, how are we going to explain that case? Says the Gemara, we have to go back to the beginning of the shir. Eleva mechitzas, when we speak about mechitzas, the halacha is kulam loy pligi. Everybody will agree the mechitza have a mechitza. A mechitza, even if it's nasa meileho, it's there by itself, it's a valid mechitza. Ki pligi, when do we have a machloikis? Belechi. And the Gemara explains it. Abaye l'tamei. Abaye goes back to what he said on Daf Gimel. Dama, that the mechanics why a lechi works, because lechi m'shemechitza, and therefore mechitza, so you may allow a mechitza which is even by itself have a mechitza. However, Rav l'tamei, Rav is following his opinion. The Rav at the beginning of our Masechta taught us, Dama, that the reason a lechi is effective is because it serves as a hecker that you shouldn't come to carry between the Mavi and the Rishus Rabbim. And therefore, if you made that hecker, then it's going to be, if you actually made it, then it's going to be a hecker. But if you didn't actually made it, lo yav a hecker. Now the question is, according to Abaye, that a lechi is because of mechitza. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so the Gemara at the beginning of the sugya said that even a lechi oim me'alea have a lechi, that indeed a lechi that came by itself is a valid lechi, but even Abaye agreed, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that you had to have that you relied, samachala, that you relied on this from before Shabbos. But if it's a metzias, if it's a reality that it's a mechitza, is all that I'm looking for, asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so why do I have to have that I was relying on it from before Shabbos? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says a very important part. I think we've said it previously in our shiurim as well, that even a lechi, even a baya who holds that a lechi works because of mechitza, there has to be some element of heker. And since there has to be some element of heker, therefore you have to at least have relied on it, even according to baya from before Shabbos. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's vart. Meiri takes it in a different approach. The Meiri says, we learned in our previous shiur that the amount of space that you need for a lechi is quite insignificant. So if you're going to have such a small lechi, because that's enough for it to be considered a valid lechi, and it was there me'aleha, you didn't do anything to create it, it's going to be way too insufficient to rely on. So since the halacha says the Meiri is that by lechi, you could have even such a small amount, such a minimal amount. So therefore, at least there has to be that if you didn't put it there for that reason, at least you were soimich on it, you were relying on it from before Shabbos. And with that, explains the Chazon Ish, we could understand the difference that our Gemara just said between a lechi and a mechitza. Because mechitza is a wall, so it has some substance to it. So since it has some substance to it, that's why everybody can be more lenient by mechitza. But a lechi, as we are discussing already for two shiurim, is so insignificant, therefore the halacha is that at least you have to have simch on it from before Shabbos. Toshma. So the Gemara again goes back to the question, if a lechi oimed me'aleha is considered a lechi or not. So says the Braisa, Toshma, Avnei Ageder Hayoytzus Min Ageder. You have walls of a fence that go out from a fence. And this is diagram 112. Umavdals Mazumazu, and the stones are not one on top of each other. If it's Pachs Mishloisha, if there's less than three tefachim between these protruding stones, Ain't Tzarek Lechi Acher, there's no need to bring another Lechi. However, Shoisha, if there are more than three tefachim between these protruding stones, tzarch lechi acher, we have to bring a different lechi. Now, presumably, when somebody builds a wall and he has these stones sticking out, he didn't build it deliberately that they should serve as a lechi. And still, we're learning, as long as there's less than three tefachim between those stones, it's a valid lechi. And says Gemara, Hachinami, no. The way we'll have to understand that indeed, Hachinami, Shabonah Metchil Lekach, that when it was built with that purpose. Ask the Gemara, so if that was built with that purpose, that it should serve as a lechi, Yehochi Pshita, that it's a valid lechi. What is the Braisa teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Ma Dutaymo, Lemesa Bin Yonahu Di Evdi. When we see somebody build stones in that fashion, what that seems to indicate is that he intends to extend the wall. And those stones, he stopped for some reason while he was building the wall, but he intends to extend that wall. And therefore, that should not be considered a valid lechi. Kamash Malon, that it is considered a valid lechi. Toshma, So the Gemara again goes back to this question of Lechi Oimer Me'elav. The Tani Reb Chiya, Kaisel Shetzidei Echad Kanas Mechaveri. A wall where one of the sides is more indented than the other. So as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, Ben Shneir Mebuchutz V'Shava B'Fnim, whether it's obvious to the people in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that there's something different in this wall, but it isn't obvious to the people who are inside the Mavi, or vice versa. Ben Shneir Mebuchutz V'Shava B'Fnim, or to the people inside it's visible, but not to the people outside, it's still considered Nidah Mishim Lechi, it's still considered a valid Lechi. Now, it seems to be that nobody made the wall with intention for it to being a lechi that way. This is the way the wall is, and yet it's considered a valid lechi. Says the Mar Hachinami, Shasu B'Tchil Kach. No, the wall was built specifically in that manner, so it should be a valid lechi. Yochi, if that was the intention that it should be a valid lechi, so my kamashman. So what is that Brisa teaching us? Answers the Gemara, HaKamashmah Nir B'Chutz Shabbat B'Fnim, that even though for the people inside the Mavui, it's not visible as a Lechi, as long as it's visible for the people outside as a Lechi, it's still going to be considered a valid Lechi. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Rava Hav Yosef Bahu Mavah, Rava was sitting in a Mavui, Hav Yosef Rav Huna Kameh, Rav Huna was sitting there as well. Omle, and Rav said to his assistant, Zal Isli Kuzu Demaya, bring me a pitcher of water. Ad the Osa, until he arrived, Nafal Lachya. The Lachi that was at the entranceway of that Mavi fell down. So says the Gemara, Rav saw that the Lachi fell down, and because, of course, he didn't want somebody to rely on such a Lachi, Achvele Biyade, he showed him with his hand, stop. Don't carry in this Mavi. Kama Dukhtay, and this person just stops in his track, not carrying further. Amalei Rav Huna. So Rav Huna said to Rav, Leisavel Amar, don't you rely, Lismach al Dikla. And there was a tree at the entranceway of that Mavi. And since there was a tree at the entranceway of that Mavi, why can't we rely on that to be the Lechi? Amar. So when Rav heard Rav Huna's comment, he said, "Domei Haim Rabbanon, this Talmud Chacham seems to be like an individual, commanded like Parish Inish Mishirate, as if nobody ever explained to him a halacha. Misim Chinalama Esmo, do we rely on this tree from before Shabbos? So it seems from here that the reason we can't rely on this tree is because it wasn't there from before Shabbos. Tamup, because we had not relied on this tree to serve as a lechi from before Shabbos. It seems, hosam chinan, had we relied on this tree from before Shabbos, have a lechi, it would be considered a lechi. So again, isn't this clearly indication that Rav is teaching us that we have a lechi that was there, even though I didn't deliberately make it to be a lechi, as long as I relied on that to be a lechi for Shabbos, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, maybe we'll say that the machlokes of Abaye and Rava is only when you didn't rely on it. In other words, at the beginning of the sugya, we learned that the machlokes was an alechi that we're relying on. But an alechi we didn't rely on, everybody will agree that it's not alechi. But maybe now the Gemara wants to say, based on what Rav Huna said, that we could rely on this tree for alechi, that what he wanted to say was that according to Abaye, not only can we rely on Alechi Oimer Me'elav, but we can rely on Alechi Oimer Me'elav even when I didn't rely on it from before Shabbos. So again, suggest the Gemara, at this point, Leim Abaye V'Rava, but Loisam Chinale Pligi, disagree in a situation even when I didn't rely on this place from before Shabbos. Hasam Chinale, if I rely on it, everybody will agree that would be a lechi. And that's why Rav didn't want to rely on it, because we didn't rely on it from before Shabbos. And Abaye will hold, it doesn't make a difference if I relied on it from Shabbos or no. Says the Gemara, Loi Sakadatach. It's not correct to understand the machlokes of Abaye and Rava in that way. The Hubarka, there was a story with a porch, Davar Bei Barchava, that was in the Mavi or Barchava. Dava pligabo, Abaye v'Rava, and regarding that extension, there was a machlaikas between Abaye and Rava, kulishnayim, if it's a valid lechi or not. Abaye relied on it, and Rava did not. Now, they argued all of the years, all of the Shabbosim. So if, according to everybody, if you rely on it from before Shabbos, then it's going to be a valid lechi, what was the machlaikas all those years? Rely on it, and then even Rava will agree that it's a good lechi. It must be that according to Rava, even if you relied on it, but if it's a lechi or oimen me'elov, if it came up by itself, it's not a valid lechi. And we are, and here we're saying that if it's a lechi or oimen me'elov, as long as you rely on it, it's a valid lechi. So all the Rishonim teach us that even though throughout Shas we know that whenever we have a machlokes Abaye v'Rava, we paskin like Rava, we know there's an exception of chutz miyal kagam, and many Rishonim, most Rishonim, say that the lamed of yal kagam is regarding lechi oimed me'elov, and in lechi oimed me'elov, we paskin like Abaye, that even if it's a lechi oimed me'elov, as long as it was relied on before Shabbos, it's going to be considered a valid lechi. Tosfos disagrees. But here we had an important discussion about a lechi oimed me'elov. And the question of a lechi oimed me'elov is a question that is incredibly important when we speak about the halachas of Erevin as we know them. As we know, the halacha is that what do we typically rely on for an Erev? We rely on a tzuras ha-pesach, that if you have two poles, and as we discussed earlier in our Masechta, the two poles don't even have to reach the tap kaira that goes across, the string that goes across, because then we could say, good asik, it's considered a tzuras ha-pesach, and if you have tzuras ha-pesach around the city, you could use it for an Erev, of course, if it's not a Rishus HaRabim. Now the question is, those poles that were put up, those strings that were put, the telephone wires or the electric wires that we're relying on as a lechi, a lechi in Cairo were not put up for that purpose, yet we're relying it to be an Erev. So says the Shas Tshuvas Yeshuas Malkei, Oir Chaim Simen Nun Beis, that it's based on our Gemara. That our Gemara is saying that a lechi ha'oimed me'elov, a lechi that's there from by that item put up for that purpose, even though as long as I relied on it from before Shabbos, as we just finished learning the Gemara, it's considered a valid lechi. But the Achroinim ask a question. And they say that it could be that a lechi and a tzuras ha-pesach are not the same. Because a lechi is because of heker. That's one of the reasons why lechi works by a mavi. So for heker, maybe, as the Gemara said, you have to put it up for that purpose. For a tzuras ha-pesach, tzuras ha-pesach is a metzias. As long as you have a tzuras ha-pesach, that's good enough. And therefore, the halacha is that we can rely on that as a valid lechi. So then, the Paiskim discuss a different shaila. We have a situation where a city has a proper Erev around the city, and in the middle of Shabbos, it was discovered that one of the strings that are being used for that Erev, it got ripped. And now the question is, what do I do on Shabbos? Because people are carrying and people don't know. And the question is, what can we do? But they discovered that there was another string which was there from before Shabbos. And the question is, can we rely on that string to be a tzuras ha-pesach? And here, we're talking about a case where it wasn't even built for that purpose. It wasn't what I relied on. But given the vart that we just said, that we explained that a tzuras ha-pesach is different than a lechi, and a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work because of heker, it could be, and this is a vart of the Prima Godim, that you'll be able to carry, based on that tzuras ha-pesach, even when you didn't have a heck, even though it wasn't built for that purpose or wasn't meant to be a Tzuras HaPesach from before Shabbos. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Shaos HaTshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Beis Simen Yun Gimel. And he says, he discusses a situation, a Shailen Hilchas Brachas. This question that he was asked was, somebody walks into a garden where there are different flowers, roses that were planted, and they give a wonderful fragrance. And the question is, he smells that fragrance, does he have to make a bracha or bari mine b'samim or atzei b'samim? Because the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Yud Zayin Sif Katan Aleph and the Prima Gadim as well say that in order to make the bracha, it has to be that the flowers were put there for the purpose of giving a smell. So when somebody plants flowers, when you plant the flower, they're not giving off any smell. Only when they start growing, blossoming, that's when they give off a fragrance. So they weren't put there for that purpose. And maybe if they weren't put there for that purpose, then you don't make a bracha. Or, on the other hand, we could say that what's the purpose of planting flowers? The purpose of planting flowers is that they should give a wonderful fragrance. And as long as they give a wonderful fragrance, the fact that they weren't giving that fragrance at the beginning should be immaterial. So the Eretz Tzvi says that one of his Talmidim wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that a lechi oimed me'elof, a lechi that wasn't made for the purpose of being a lechi, says if you relied on it, it's still good enough to be a lechi. So here too, even though when I planted it, I didn't plant it in a time, in a place that it should give off a good fragrance. But since that's my ultimate purpose, since it's my ultimate purpose, then it's a, that's enough that it should be like the lechi of our Gemara. With, if I'm relying on it, then I can make a bracha. And therefore, he says the best thing to do is not just bend down and smell those flowers, but actually pick them up. By picking them up, what you're accomplishing is that you're showing that you, that maisa of picking it up, everybody will agree, is considered a maisa, that it should be considered an act of for fragrance, that you can make the bracha by yamin b'samim. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, b'kol ha'isul l'chayim, everything can be used to make a lechi, afilu b'dovah shesh b'ruach chayim, even an animal. Ramea says you can't use an animal for a lechi. It's very interesting. Our Mishnah just quoted a machloikis if you could use a living thing to be a lechi. What the Sfas Emes asks, what's going to be the deal with a kaira? Is this machloikis only regarding a lechi, or is it going to be by a kaira as well? Because we could make the argument that even if we're going to say that the lechi is because of a mechitza, and lechi because of mechitza, therefore there's a question what is a valid mechitza or not a valid mechitza, but maybe the kaira, which is really probably there more as a hecker, there maybe we could be more lenient. It seems the Cheshuke Chemet says that whatever is going to be halacha by the lechi, the same thing, the Shulchan Shem said that we could be more lenient by a kaira than by a lechi. The question is, what the Mishnah just taught us, a very big chiddush, that we could use even an animal to be a lechi. And it seems that you could even use a non-kosher animal. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate between kosher animals or non-kosher animals. So I saw that the Cheshuke Chemed says a very interesting thing, that this halacha is obviously not only regarding a lechi. This halacha will also be regarding the walls of a sukkah. That if you have the walls of a sukkah, the halacha is that you, if an animal can be used as the wall of a sukkah, and as we're learning, It doesn't have to be a kosher animal. It could be a non-kosher animal. But he says that means technically you could use a pig to be the wall of a sukkah. But the halacha is that you can't make a bracha next to a pig. So since you can't make a bracha next to a pig, the halacha will be that you'll be able to, it'll be a kosher sukkah, but it'll be a sukkah where you can't make a leisha b'sukkah. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, so Rashi explains that a goyel means that anything that's used to cover a mace. And the halacha is that that is tamei, it has a din of tamei, and anything that's found in the same oil as that goyel has tumas oil. And even if you used an animal for that purpose, they give off tumah. Most Rishonim say that even if they're no longer covering the mace, they don't lose that identification of being a goyel, a matama tumas oil. Other Rishonim say that it's only tumas, it only has that halacha as long as it's actually covering a mace. When it's no longer covering the mace, that halacha no longer applies. So again, says the Mishnah, that an animal could be is a goylo. Remei Matar, Remei says that again, an animal cannot serve as a mechitza. And if an animal cannot serve as a mechitza, there is no din of goylo on an animal. Says the Mishnah, the kaisul of get to nashim, one could write a get to divorce his wife on an animal and give the entire animal to his wife, and like that she will be considered divorced. Rabbi Yosef Glili says that no, it can't be used in that way. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Remeya Oimer, called of a shesh beruach chayim, anything that's a living thing, an animal, ain't oisin necessarily defin l'sukkah, cannot be used as a wool for a sukkah. It can't be used loy lechi l'mavi, as a lechi for a mavi, for loy pasin l'baros, the case that we spoke about earlier in our shir, if you want to build pasi baros, you can't use an animal for those L-shaped mechitzas. Loy goyel kever, nor can they be used as a covering. The din of a goyel on a kever is not applicable by an animal. We can't use it to write a get on. Ask the Gemara, my tam de Rabbi Yosef Glili, what is the reasoning behind Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion? Says the Gemara de Tanya, the Braisa, in discussing the parasha of Gittin, says, the cost of law, safer krisis, safer, any ela b'sefer. If I learned the pasuk simple, I would say that you could only use a sefer to be a get. Menayin l'rabbis kol dover. How do we know that you could write on anything and it still be a good get? Tamalayim v'kos of law. It could have said v'nosin sefer krisis b'yodo. The fact that the Torah says v'kos of law sefer krisis v'nosin b'yodo teaches us kol mokum that anything you write on will be a valid get. Vimke matam aloim is safer. So why did the Torah use the word safer? Loimalach to teach us. Mas safer dovish em beruach chayim. A piece of paper is not a living thing. I learned from there. Vein oichle doesn't. It's not a food. For I learned from here. Af kol dover shem beruach chayim. What can be considered a valid document on which you can write the get? Something which isn't a living thing. Vein oichle. Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who disagree. And they said in our Mishnah that you can write a get on an animal, how will they understand the pasuk? Miksiv b'sefer. Does the Torah say that you have to write to get b'sefer? Sefiksiv. The Torah just wrote the word sefer. What do I learn from the word sefer? Sviris dvarim b'alma hudasa. That the get has to write that this marriage is dissolving. But you can write it on anything. Ask the Gemara, if so, Rabbanon, hai v'kosav lo, my darshibai. So what do they use the word kosov to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Humi Baile, to teach us b'ksivim gareshes, that what affects the divorce is the writing, v'enim gareshes b'kesef. But you can't separate by the husband giving the wife money. Sakadat chamina. Because we would say, as we're going to learn Masech the Gittin, Masech the Gedushin, the Pasuk says, v'yotzim b'beisav v'holch v'hoysel lo'y, the Torah iskus yitzia lavaya. The Torah connects getting divorced and getting married. And we know ma avaya b'kesef. Marriage is affected by the husband giving the wife kesef. Af yitzia b'kesef. So we think the same thing is that a divorce could be affected by a husband giving the wife money. Kamash malon, that it's not that way. So we see from here, the Rishonim and Achronim point out that Rashi says that if we were going to say that a divorce is affected with money, what would that mean? That the husband gives the wife money. But if that's the case, shouldn't it be the wife giving the husband money? Because just like a slave, when he gets free, so he gives his owner money and that frees him. So here too, the wife is buying herself, so to speak, back by giving him money. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that the husband would have to give the wife money. Says Rabbi Chanan, from here we see that even if it would be with money, the money is not like money normally serves as a kinyan, a way of buying something. It would be a halacha that money is one of the effective methods of dissolving a marriage. And like every dissolution of a marriage, it's the husband giving it to the wife. That's why we need a pasuk to say not like that. Ask the Gemara Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who used the Kosov law to teach us that you can't write a get on a living thing, high svara minole, from where does he know this halacha? Answers the Gemara Nafkali from the pasuk Sefer Krisis to teach us Sefer Karso, Vein Davacha Karso. Nothing else, money cannot affect the get. Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, high Sefer Krisis Boile, we needed to teach us a different din. We needed to teach us the din, Ledavach Karis Beinoi Lebeinoi. To separate between, it has to be affect a complete separation. Chiritanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Reza Megiteich, if somebody gives a get to his wife and he makes a condition, Amanash Lo Tishtei Yayin, that you won't drink wine forever, or Amanash Lo Teish Lebeis Avich Loilam, you'll never go to your father's home, so she's still connected to him. And since she's still connected to him, Ein Zeh Krisis. But if he only said, Kol Shloshim Yoyim, that for 30 days, you won't be able to go back to your father's home or whatever, then it's krisis, because it has a limit. Rabbi Yossi, Haglili, where will he know this then from? Nafkale, because the Torah could have just written the word kares, and the Torah writes the word krisis to teach us this then. Rabbanon, on the other hand, kares krisis loidarshi. So Tosis points out that if somebody makes a condition that you won't be able to go to your father's home as long as you won't be able to go back to your father's home, so they're still attached, the husband and wife, and since they're still attached, it's not a valid get. But ask Tysus, the father may die, and then it's not the father's home anymore. And since the father will die, it's not the father's home anymore, they're not attached forever. So from this, Tysus says that the definition of beis avicha doesn't mean that it's when the father's there, even if the father's not there, but it's the family home. Beis Avicha doesn't mean the father specifically. It can mean the father's, it can mean the family home as well. And based on this, when there's a ksuba of a woman who's getting married, there's a difference if she, Baruch Hashem, still has a father. And if she still has a father, they write the nalas lema beis avuha regarding whatever nedunya she's bringing from her father's home. But if she father's not alive, you write the nalas lema beis nosha. Says, say the poiskim, but the evid, if the ksuba of a woman who's a yosoima, they write the word mebeis avuha, it's still going to be a valid ksuba. She doesn't have a father. But Tosfos taught us here that you don't have to have a father. As long as it's the father's home, it's the family, you could still use the word avicha. Others explain what the Gemara meant. What he meant was the home that your father has now, and you can never walk into that house. And since she can never walk into that house for the duration, forever, so that means she's still somewhat tied to him. And since she's somewhat tied to him, that's why it's not a valid get. Says the Mishnah, Shiora Shechantz Bebika. You have a group of people that are traveling and they are stuck in the field on Shabbos. V'kfua kli behem, and they take their animals' instruments of equipment and they encircle the area. That makes that area into a rishus hayochid, and you could carry in that area. But it has to be that the fence is 10 tefachim tall, that should be considered a valid fence. Pirtzus Yaseris Labinyan. The open area should not be more than the closed area. And even if there are small pirtzus, again, bigger than three tefachim, but if there's many pirtzus that are all, and you combine them all, you'll have parts merub alayimit, more open space than closed space, that will already make that it's not considered properly enclosed. And Darach HaShulchan says that when we look at it, we don't look at one side, each side individually. We look at all the sides combined. Says the Mishnah further, Kol Pirtza Shika Esra Amis, whenever you have an opening that's 10 Amis or less, Materis. Then that, and as long as it's not Parts Merubah La'imid, it's considered properly enclosed. Nay, even though you have these serious opening, it's considered Kepesach. It's considered like an opening. And since it's an opening, that it's like a door. However, yes, Mikan, if the opening is more than 10 Amis, then it's Osir, because that makes that thing is, it's too wide of an opening. Itmar, says the Gemara. The Gemara begins now, in this year, continuing into the next year. One thing is for sure, I'm in Merubah LaParetz, if the standing area is more than the open area, it's fine. Parts Merubah LaOmid, if there's more open than closed, it's not valid. What is, if it's exact, Parts Ka'omid? Itma, Parts Ka'omid. If the open area and the closed area are equal, what is the halacha? Rapapa Mamutar, Rapapa says, it's still going to be considered validly enclosed. Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yeshua Ma'aser, it's not considered properly enclosed. Says the Gemara. Rapapa Mamutar, Hachi Agmir Rechmana L'Moshe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Aloch L'Moshe Messinai that we discussed at the beginning of Masechta, when Hashem taught Moshe, and Daftalud we learned, the Aloch of Mechitzis, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Tifrat Tzuba, make sure that most of the area is not open. As long as most of the area is not open, it still can be considered a valid mechitza. Whereas Rav Huna Brev Shuama, Hachi Agmer Rechman al Moshe. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu was, Gedar Ruba, make sure that it's mostly enclosed. If it's not mostly enclosed, it's not going to be considered a valid mechitza. Ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said, V'loi Pirtzus Yoyser al Binyan, that the open area should not be more than the closed area. It seems that the Mishnah is teaching us, Hakabinyan, that if they're equal, it will be mutter. Says the Gemara, Loi Tema, don't learn the Mishnah that way. Hakabinyan, that if they're equal, it's mutter. Elaima, the way to learn the Mishnah is, Binyan, yes, ala pirtza. If there's more closed than open, then it's mutter. But if they're equal, it's still going to be asr. Aval, Binyan Mai, if they're, Aval, Kabinyan Mai, if they're the same amount, it'll be asr. Ask the Gemara, if that's the din, so the Mishnah should have been sharper, and the Mishnah should have said, V'loi Pirtzus Kabinyan. They shouldn't be equal, because if they're going to be equal, it's already going to be Osir. Kasha. Says the Gemara, Toshma, the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah teaches us, Hamakara Sukkosai, if somebody uses for Schach, B'shvudim, sticks that are used to roast meat on it. So it's made out of metal, and obviously, it's not a kosher, can't be used for schach. Or beruchas amita, or you use the legs of a bed. Again, you can't use kalim for a schach. Im yesh revach b'neim, if there's enough room between this non-kosher schach, k'moysam, the same shear as the posla schach, sheira. Because you don't have more posla schach than kosher schach. So what do we see? We don't have to have more kosher schach than posel schach. As long as they're equal, it's good enough. So isn't that clearly indication to our din as well? As long as the porots and the oymet are equal, it's good enough? Answers the Gemara, no. There's more room to put kosher schach in the area between the non-kosher schach, which means you have more good area than bad area. You have oymed merubah al haperetz. Ask the Gemara, v'efshel tzamtzim. Maybe it's exact, and there's exactly equal the amount of kosher and posel. Omer of Ami, to which Rav Ami says, b'madif. But it's impossible to be exact. You have to have room to be able to push in the kosher eschach. And that's why you have more room for kosher than for not kosher. Rav Amar, Rava says the way to understand that Mishnah is Nesuni Erev, if the Schach, if the Dibna Kosher Schach was put in the width, Noisen, you put the Kosher Schach Shchesi in the length, or vice versa, Shesi Noisen Erev, which that will make that the Kosher Schach overlaps over the non-kosher schach, as is shown in diagram 115. And that's why you have more kosher than not kosher, and that's why it's kosher. But at this point, the Gemara is suggesting that if they're equal, the halacha still would be that it's not a kosher schucha, because the Gemara wants to support perhaps the opinion of Rav Huna that says oimid kaparutz is not acceptable.